It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. You can get ready for the election on November 7th with the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough candidate questionnaire, laying out the views for each candidate on issues such as whether Chapel Hill's growing too quickly, the housing supply, downtown density, and more. You can read their answers and get informed at carolinachamber.org/election.hub. Joined on the phone now by Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. Happy Halloween, Jen.
Happy Halloween. I love a chilly Halloween. I like it.
It is appropriate Halloween weather. I'm glad the rain moved up. I would have preferred no rain, but if we're going to have rain, at least we're getting it over with early in the day, hopefully.
Indeed, I hope so.
While we're on the subject of Halloween, we were talking about this in the newsroom a little bit earlier. I'm just kind of curious what the trick-or-treat scene is like around Hillsborough. As folks who've moved around know, it can vary wildly from neighborhood to neighborhood and town to town. It seems like Hillsborough would be a good trick-or-treat destination.
It is a great trick-or-treat destination, and you know, most people have their go-to spots. There's a handful of our neighborhoods that people, if they don't live in a neighborhood that's great for trick-or-treating, then they'll, you know, go to over to Churton Grove or Beckett's Ridge, Forest Ridge. You know, those are popular neighborhoods with lots of houses close together, you know, if you're strategizing. A lot of people go to Margaret Lane. That's my family's kind of go-to, as we meet with other families and then we walk around the Margaret Lane area down there and just look at costumes and enjoy all the fun.
Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver joining us, and we're talking fall items. So let's go ahead and talk about loose leaf collection that we got the announcement from the town of Hillsborough on. What are the details on that?
Yes, so loose leaf season has begun. I saw the vacuum truck out yesterday, so they're already getting those leaves up. If people just are raking them to the curb, then the town is doing those pretty continuously throughout the weekdays through January. So they'll come get your leaves, and then if you would like to get leaves delivered to use as mulch or compost, then the town will bring you leaves. And so that's a great service that we offer. And then you may also hear sometime this fall another message, which is leave the leaves, because there's also encouragement that we don't have to rake all the leaves, that leaves provide good habitat for pollinators and other critters that are part of our natural habitat. So some encouragement to leave your leaves alone, but also know that not everybody's going to do that. And so we've got lots of leaf action happening for a variety of needs.
Lots of leaf news out there right now. And it really, I don't know about how it is up in Hillsborough, but down in Pittsburgh where I live, it seems like the last 48 hours or so, a whole lot more leaves have come down. So it became a much more real issue in the last day or so.
No, I think that's right. It got pretty windy yesterday and afternoon as the cold front started to move through.
Yes, it certainly did. Another thing going on around Hillsborough that folks may be noticing, there's some utility work on East Corbin Street near Town Hall. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, that's just a manhole replacement. It's pretty routine, and it's only going to disrupt traffic in that one block of Corbin Street. So Churton Street stays open. People just might need to go a roundabout way if you're trying to get into that one block.
Excellent. And finally, there's early voting continuing right now. We've got about a week left. Actually, we've just got a few days of early voting left. And then, of course, Election Day is 1 week from today. And again, we're in an election with no Jen Weaver on the ballot. And understand you're still feeling pretty good about that, but we do have the Board of Commissioners in Hillsborough up for election. So I wonder if you could give a little pitch on the early voting process and also the importance of voting in a municipal election like this.
Well, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to engage in our municipal elections. They're the elections closest to us. And, you know, we all know that whether you got here, several generations ago, or you just moved to Hillsborough, if you have made this your home, you have a stake in its future. And there's just a lot of big investments that need to be made, and we're going to have to make some hard decisions, some exciting decisions over the next few years. And so the people who are making those policy choices really, really matter. And, you know, we're connected to our neighbors as well. So all of these elections are very, very important when you look at things like housing and transportation, which are regional issues, even though we're making individual decisions at the jurisdictional level. I really hope people will, you know, do their research on all the candidates and most importantly, get to the polls and cast your ballot.
That's right. A small town municipal election, your vote carries more weight than at any other time. So it's really important to get out there and have your voice heard. And as you said, it's a pretty exciting time for the future of Hillsborough. One of our favorite topics of conversation, the train station, is becoming more and more real. And the whole redevelopment of that South Churton area, just kind of the tip of the iceberg for the stuff going on in Hillsborough. So particularly important in this election. I'll ask you one more time, how's it feel to be sitting this one out?
I have to say, it feels really nice. it just feels nice, and certainly invested in the outcome and all of that. But it feels like the right time for me to, you know, be a interested constituent. Almost just a few weeks away from having that role.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it coming? Does it feel real?
I it's starting to feel real, yes.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor for the time being, Jen Weaver, and we've got about a minute or so left. Is there anything that you wanted to mention that's going on around town that we haven't gotten to yet?
Well, I did want to remind folks in the Hillsborough community that the survey is still up for the redesign of our website. So those surveys will be accepted through the end of this week. So it's not very long, and we want to make every effort to make the next iteration of the website as user-friendly as possible. So folks can take just a few minutes to fill that out. It'd really help us out a lot.
It's the voice of Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. She joins us each Tuesday afternoon. Appreciate you taking the time. Have a pleasant rest of the holiday, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much.